were your best dishes? You'd say they were your...
China.
What would people use to carry water in?
Buckets.
And what would, to you, what's a bucket made of?
Wood.
Okay, what about...
Well, no, because the dogs drink it. Well, I call that a pail, too.
Oh, okay, that's the next thing I was going to ask you. What do you call a pail?
I think of a bucket as being wooden and a pail as being metal.
So you make it...
But I've got a plastic container that I call a bucket.
And you call that a bucket?
Yeah.
With the same plastic. Do you know what people call things that they would use to carry food to the pigs?
A bucket.
And what do you call what you fry eggs in?
Either a skillet or a pan.
Okay, you use both of those. Is there any difference to you? How about if it's made of, like, if you had a heavy cast iron one?
Skillet.
Okay. Now what about if you were just going to have tea or maybe instant coffee, what would you, something to boil water in?
A teapot. Or a kettle.
Yeah.
Either.
And just generally.
Kettle.
A kettle for
kettle.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, just the general kind of stuff, like if you were just cooking, I don't know, potatoes or beans or something, what would you call the thing that you cook that in?
I probably would say a pan, but it more specifically it should be a pot, probably. I usually think of a pot as having deeper sides than a pan, I probably call it a pan.
Yeah, you probably say you're just going to put it
in the pan.
Okay, if you brought flowers like from outside into the house, you'd probably put them in a
vase.
And if you had them, if you planted them, in a container and
pot.
Okay, now the eating utensils that you would set at a table would be
silverware.
Okay, and then the different pieces of
specifically
yes,
knife, fork, spoon.
Okay, and the plural of knife would be
knives.
Okay, now if you didn't have a dishwasher, after you wash the dishes, then you'd have to
put them in the sink.
Okay.
Rinse them.
Yes. What would you call a kind of cloth or rag that you might use in washing dishes?
A dishcloth. Wait, let me think. A dish rag or a dishcloth. Probably, yeah.
How about the towel or something, cloth or rag that you might use to dry dishes?
Same thing.
You'd call it a...
Dish towel, probably.
Okay. Now, the little square of terry cloth that you're going to wash your face with, you call it?
Wash rag.
And after you got through taking a bath, you would dry yourself with a...
towel.
Now, when you turn on the water in the kitchen, the thing that it comes out of, you call it a...
Spigot.
Okay.
Spout. Spigot, probably.
Spigot, probably.
Or faucet.
Or you might call it a faucet.
Mm-hmm.
How about
faucet,
if it,
I guess.
Okay, faucet probably if you were in the house. How about if it were on the side of the house?
A spigot.
Okay. Now, if you're talking about during cold weather, you might say, it was so cold last night that our water pipes...
burst.
Now, a long time ago, people used to buy flour in a wooden...
barrel?
We were talking... What, do you know what molasses used to come in?
A pail, I think. I don't know, that's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah.
I used to read books about maple syrup being put in a pail. Metal.
A metal thing. Oh, a thing shaped like this, you call them.
Cone?
Oh, yeah. A thing, of course you'd call this a cone. A metal thing shaped like this that you'd pour.
Funnel.
Yeah. I didn't even explain it well enough.